All women want healthy breasts for a lifetime, and routine care is the best way to keep you and your breasts healthy. We're going to talk about it today with Judith Siren, an advanced practice nurse and certified nurse midwife at Capital Regional Women's Health. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from Capital Regional Women's Health. I'm Prakash Chandran. So Judith, it's great to have you here. Why exactly is it so important that women stay aware of their breast health?
It's extremely important because we will find that almost every person's life has been touched by either themselves or someone they know having had an experience with a malignant breast cancer tumor. Every year in the United States, in this state in particular, we anticipate at least 5,000 new cases of breast cancer diagnosed, and that is in a minimum. So the indigent population that I like to serve are women of minority, are migrant patients. These are women who fall through the cracks many times. And if they can be taught an actual breast and lymph tract exam that is thorough, takes only about 5 minutes to perform once they're taught how to do it properly, they can avoid this. They can catch a breast cancer very early, and rate of survival is much higher for these ladies.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. You know, we're talking about monitoring your breast health, and I was just going to ask what exactly that looks like. So it sounds like there is an exam that they can perform themselves, but I'm assuming, you know, because I've also heard of a mammogram as well. So talk about the different types of monitoring techniques.
Well, first of all, I found out through 37 years of taking care of women's health and examining breasts that even just as recently as last week, a 69-year-old patient told me, "No one has ever examined my breast like this or shown me where these lymph nodes are." And so examining the lymph tract exam is part of the self-breast exam, and it's often left out in our teaching because many times we're rushed to get through an exam, we have other patients to see. A patient doesn't feel comfortable examining her own breasts, and if she only comes to us once or twice a year, this exam needs to be thorough. And I know that all providers were taught how to check the lymph tracts as well as the breast tissue with a breast exam, and we should be teaching our patients how to check these as well. The mammograms may miss 10 to 15% of all malignancies. They're not perfect yet. They're just the best we have. And the lymph node swelling around the breast tissue actually may show us that we've got a lump taking place in the breast long before we feel it. The research says 2 years before we feel it or see it with a mammogram.
I see. I had no idea that it could manifest that early. I'm curious as to what age women should start getting screened or start getting themselves monitored.
We used to do screening mammograms beginning at age 35, and several of the organizations, such as the American Cancer Society, the Association for Reproductive Health for Women, the World Health Organization, have all determined that because we're living longer, as a healthier lifestyle seems to take place in our society, we are going to have many, many years of mammogram exposure. That may actually increase our risk from the cumulative effects of the radioactive mammograms that we may accumulate over the years. And the problem being, as we live longer, if we start mammograms too soon, we may be causing breast cancer related to that exposure. So now we're recommending that the screening mammogram be done at age 40 rather than at 35. And we do recommend ultrasound as an adjunct to those, because if mammograms miss a malignancy, an ultrasound may actually find the mass. I do teach young ladies from the very beginning how to do breast exams so that as a lifetime habit, they learn to do them and learn to do them properly, as well as checking the 7 lymph tracts that drain the breasts.
Got it. And during that self-exam that you teach young women, how often should they be performing it? Are we talking about on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis? Talk to us a little bit about how to keep a good habit.
Yes, the screening self-breast exam should be done every month, about a week or two following the menstrual cycle. For menopausal women, women doing continuous dosing contraception, long-acting reversible contraception that may stop their periods, they can choose any day of the month. And technically, I tell patients, you watch for breast changes, breast to breast, month to month. And by that I mean looking at general size, shape, look for puckering, dimpling, pitting, roughening, thickening of the skin, inversion of a formerly erect nipple, deviation of the nipple, or bleeding from the nipple. These are signs that can be very indicative that something's going on, even if you cannot actually feel the lump.
Okay, and one of the things that I was curious about is if you do have a case of cancer, for example, in the family, like my wife's mother got breast cancer when she was 40 years old, and I have heard that you're supposed to do 10 years prior to when your, I guess, relative or mother got it. Where is that line drawn if you had a previous case of cancer in the family?
Well, you're exactly right. If you have a first-degree relative, mother, sister, daughter, who has developed breast cancer, especially premenopausal breast cancers, can be very aggressive. And they tend to show up in the late 30s and 40s. And they do not necessarily run in families. The BRCA test for the gene for carrying breast cancer can be offered. But we definitely recommend that these patients, relatives, first-degree relatives, have the first screening mammogram at least 10 years prior. If we know that that breast cancer was there at age 40, that daughter should be getting a screening breast cancer exam and mammogram and sonogram beginning at age 30.
Just to wrap up here, obviously the best thing to do is to come in and see you at Capital Regional Women's Health to really figure out and learn the best way to self-examine yourself, especially doing that lymph track examination. But everyone is online these days. Is there resources on your website or anywhere that you would recommend going online to learn proper examination technique?
Oh, yes. Everybody has resources available for that. Of course, the American College of OBGYN, known as ACOG, A-C-O-G, the American College of Nurse Midwifery, known as ACNM. There are many sites, the American Cancer Institute. There are breast exam shower cards that are available in our office and in the mammogram facilities in town.
Really appreciate your time, Judith. Very insightful conversation here today. That's Judith Siren, an advanced practice nurse and certified nurse midwife at Capital Regional Women's Health. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Head to capitalregionalwh.com to get connected with a provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.